question was asked in the halakha. Lady called up yesterday. She had bread. She had a sauda, and she got distracted. After the sauda bread, instead of making berkat hamazon, she made the beracha me'ein shalosh. She said ala mehya. So she wants to know, was she yotze yedei chovata, at least b'di'avad, in making the beracha me'ein shalosh? Well, the reason why it is a question is because the whole reason why we call that beracha me'ein shalosh is not because there's three options in the beracha. It's because that the beracha itself has in it a small version of the three major berachot of the Birkat HaMazon. The three berachot of Birkat HaMazon, at least the first three are in the Torah. At least the concepts are from the Torah. So therefore, Me'ein Shalosh has those inyanim in there. So she wants to know, I made a mistake, am I yotze yedei chova? So there's a big machloket really amongst the poskim on this. There is the shita of the Ra'a, that's Rabbi Aharon HaLevi, that clearly writes in his Ilchot Berachot, in Pekudat Alviyin, and he says, Afilu lechem gufe, shebirech alav me'en shalosh shel mazon kigon mechya v'kalkala yatsa. So clearly, the Ra'a, which is one of the Pot Rishonim, says, no problem. And there is l'cha'ora, semech to this, proofs to this, from Maran himself in the Bet Yosef. Maran in the Bet Yosef tells us a concept of pataba bekesnin. That's, we would call that mezonot items. Something that's pat, it's not bread, it's pataba bekesnin. So whatever pataba bekesnin is, it's mezonot, and the berakah was ala mechya. But it's a sefek, what is pataba bekesnin? So Maran brings different opinions. Some say this is, some say that is, some say this is. But it's a safek. It's either mezonot or hamotzi. Maran says, since it's a safek, what these items are, so on all of them, the custom is to make mezonot and ala mechya. Even though it might be hamotzi according to some opinions. Still, b'di'avad, b'di'avad, l'chatayla in that case, because we have a safek. So you see that the ala mechya can be used in scenarios where even there's a situation where it might be bread. The Ma'aseh, that's the opinion as well as the Ginat Veradim in his She'elot. In Klal Aleph Siman Chavdalet. However, you have a Nitba, one of the major Rishonim as well. The Nitba clearly writes in Berachot, Kol Shira'ui Lebarech Alav Berkat Shalosh, Ubirech Beracha Achat Me'en Shalosh Lo Yatza. So now we have a machloket amongst the Rishonim. And on the side of the Nitba, you have many rabbis. Dabach, Deriyahu Rabba, Derech HaShulchan, Berach Shushan, Haye Adam. Lema'aseh, we fall back onto the rule of Safek Berachot Lakel. And therefore, if you made already Me'in Shalosh, since you have poskim that say you were Yotzeh, so you would not make Birkat HaMazon again. However, one caveat that the Birkat HaShem mentions. If a person ate and he was full, therefore his Birkat HaMazon is Bideoraita, Ve'achalta, Ve'sabarta, Yad Sibi'a. In that case, it is Berachas Bideoraita. And he made Me'en Shalosh. Technically, he's covered. But since it's a Deoraita over here, and there's some rabbis that say he wasn't Yotzeh, in this case, it's better to wash again, to eat, and make the Birkat HaMazon again, and have Kavanah, in order to poter what he ate originally. Again, that's a Chumrah. It's not Menadin. So therefore, in this case of the lady, where anyway a Birkat HaMazon might not be a deoraita. She didn't eat kedis sevi'ah. That was clear from the way she made the case. And even so, it could be not deoraita. So in her case, for sure, she was okay on the me'in shalosh. But it's good to know, but the avar, and generally, if a person did it, he's covered min adin, and then you have the chumrah of the Birkat HaShem.